USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New disclosures by the National Legal and Policy Center show the Chinese Communist government contributed to President Biden's 2020 campaign. The Biden Center at University of Pennsylvania received $50 million cash from China after Biden announced his presidential bid in 2018. That's an increase of 400% from previous years. It's not clear if Biden was directly involved. A teenager is dead after deputies said she jumped out of a moving car while arguing with her mother Monday night on I-45 in Houston, Texas. Lieutenant Cook from the Harris County Sheriff's Office on KPRC 2 News.
On arrival, deputies learned that a juvenile female was confirmed deceased.
A rendition of the national anthem by 98-year-old World War II veteran Pete Dupre on a harmonica was played for the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team on the Olympic send-off match. Two of the U.S. players turned their back on Old Glory. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Anyone that drove over the 4th of July weekend will tell you gas prices at the pump is doing no one any good. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
That 312 is up 95 cents from a year ago. And according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, demand could be at an all-time high.
Gasoline demand over the July 4 holiday was amongst the highest in years as motorists took to the roads to celebrate Independence Day. We easily saw the highest gasoline consumption on record since the summer of 2019, and it's possible after additional data comes in that it indeed may have been close to record-setting gasoline demand.
Across the country, Mississippi had the lowest statewide average of $2.73 a gallon, while California had the highest at a whopping $4.28. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Thanks for listening, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The mixed messaging from federal agencies informing Americans on pandemic protocols continues to confuse. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
White House Chief Medical Advisor Tony Fauci said that fully vaccinated Americans should go the extra step and wear masks when traveling to parts of the country with low vaccination rates. Fauci's comments are at odds with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who said that fully vaccinated Americans are safe from the variants that are circulating in the United States. When it comes to wearing masks in states with low vaccination rates, Dr. Mark Siegel, Fox News medical contributor, reminds everyone.
In Mississippi, there's been less than 200 new cases a day over the past week, with only 3 deaths over the entire week. In Wyoming, less than 80 new cases a day, with 1 death over the entire week. So if you're in Wyoming or Mississippi, which don't have the kind of vaccine compliance I want or Dr. Fauci wants, what's the chances that you're going to bang into this virus if you're fully vaccinated? Almost zero. So it sends the wrong message, and it gets in the way of a doctor like me trying to convince my patients to get the vaccine.
Extreme violence continues to grip Chicago, Illinois. 95 people were shot in Chicago during the long Independence Day weekend, including 2 police officers. In all, 16 died from their injuries. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.